It is as individual and personal as each and every one of us. And we cannot try to begin to run someone else's life and go hop on their track and begin to compare our giftedness, our lack of giftedness, whatever they have going on. No, you follow me. That is all the Lord wants. He wants us to be focused on Him. No two paths are the same in ministry. No two places are the same where He has called us to serve. Each one of us must run the race that is set before us. The author of Hebrews writes in Hebrews 12, verse 2, that we are to be fixing our eyes on Jesus. Literally in the Greek, it means looking away from, looking to Jesus. It is a negative denial and a positive assertion. As we get on the track and as we run the race that God has before us, we cannot be looking at the other runners in the lanes around us. We cannot be looking behind us. We cannot be looking up into the grandstands to see who is there or who is not there. We must be riveted and focused upon the finish line where the Lord Jesus Christ is standing and be focused on Him. And as we look to Him, there is strength and grace that surges through our soul, and we are made strong in the Lord. All this underscores simply the fact that God has a unique plan and purpose for each and every one of His servants. And God, by His sovereign decree and His infinite wisdom, has determined His plan, which is good and acceptable and perfect for your life. And what is best for you is to follow Christ and to serve Him wherever He sends you and wherever He leads you. And as Jim Elliot once said, wherever you are, be all there. Do not be in one place and your mind someplace else and your heart someplace else. Wherever you are, be all there. Plant yourself there and serve the Lord Jesus Christ with every inch and every ounce of you, and give everything that you have to give to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. You follow me.